LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Tasha Holtman. That's Nathan Fox. I'm a teacher and tutor with the LSAT Demon, and Nathan is one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT.
We've got an email here from Dante. Dante says, "Hey guys, I was listening to the podcast and someone said that the proctor needed to check something on their laptop. After some research, it looks like many programs that allow the proctor to take control of your mouse, et cetera, also allow the proctor to look at files on the computer in the background. Do you know if this is the case with the LSAT? I file many people's tax returns and have a lot of confidential information in my files and can't give the proctor access to them, even though I doubt they would really check it. If this is the case, should I use another laptop to take the test? Thanks, Dante." This was a novel issue to me. I had never even considered the possibility that the Proctor U proctors might be able to look at files on your machine. My gut is like, well, I would hope that they planned against that. I mean, I just kind of can't imagine that that really is the system that they came up with. But I don't know. What do you think about this, Tasha? If Dante has sensitive documents on his machine, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think the odds of them actually looking at anything are next to zero. If you have another laptop available, I think if my taxes were on your computer, I would certainly prefer that you use the other laptop.
Yeah, hopefully. I agree. And so sure, if you've got another machine without sensitive data on it, although like these days, it's probably connected to your Google account and your Facebook account and every other, your home Wi-Fi. And like, it's probably all just, I don't know. I don't know anything about data security, obviously. I'm hoping that our listeners can sort us out a little bit here. It's daily at lsatdemon.com. If you know something specifically about this software, or if you know about privacy measures that might be a fitting thing for someone like Dante who's concerned. It's nice of you, Dante, that you're so concerned about all of these people's tax returns. And of course, nobody wants all of their stuff going out, you know, weirdly publicly on the internet. I would worry less about individual proctors probing through. I would worry more about, like, is there a possibility that this software is sort of like automatically just archiving all of the files on your machine? Who knows what's going on, yeah. Right?
I mean, they are taking recordings
of the screen of you taking the test.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there are some firewalls on both ends, like that this, that, you know, Proctor U probably, hopefully, that should be the first thing that they do, right? Is protect you from them. Well, then they can worry about the security of like administering the law school admission test without cheating or whatever. Like that seems like it's less of a big deal than them, like, you know, either infecting you with a virus or stealing all of your data or whatever. We're in the realm of wild speculation here, and I want to go on record and say that I really don't think that any of these things are actually a concern, because I like to think that LSAC is, you know, smart folks and like thought about, or Proctor U, like it's a big business. Like, hey, hopefully they have thought about this stuff. But if you have thought about this stuff and you would like to give us some more information, we would happily disseminate it on the show. All you got to do is email daily at lsatdemon.com if you have any tips. All right. Anything else about this data security issue, Tasha?
I don't think, it doesn't sound like something that's probably much of an issue. But I also have no knowledge.
It's about like famous last words, right? I mean, I don't know. I just kind of like in my whole life, it's like everything is hyper connected and you just kind of have to assume that everything is out there all the time. Like you just kind of hope that you aren't doing things that are dirty, to, you know, that like are don't do illegal things. And as far as like, I just don't know how they stop everybody's, you know, things like tax returns from getting out there.
These days you talk about a musical and suddenly the next time you turn on your computer, there's ads for discounted tickets for that musical.
Yeah, well, that's, I have noticed that as well. I really do not believe that Alexa or Siri or Google are constantly listening to me. and feeding me things appropriate to my interests. But I do notice the same thing. Yeah, you just, oh, I just mentioned that. And then next thing you know, it's playing on Spotify or whatever. Yeah, it is kind of strange. All right. Thank you, Dante, for emailing in. You want to wrap it up, Tasha?
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. Thank you.